Continuing with our subject of Qalbi Saleem, we've been looking at an overview of Salah, which is really the primary energy source for the heart. And we've looked at wudu. And now, as we complete wudu, we approach the place of Salah. You know, as you approach this place, in your mind, imagine coming to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him saying, "Where have you been? I've been waiting for you. Where are you?" The best place to pray is obviously a masjid. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you arrive at the door of the masjid, know that you come to the door of a great king. Confess to his presence your inability, your shortcomings, your humility and your poverty. Expose your secrets to him. Know that there is nothing hidden from him. Empty your heart of all the occupants that keep you away from your Rabb. He doesn't accept except the purest and sincerest. If he finds your heart truly turned to him, he will look at you with kindness, mercy and leniency. And immediately he will say, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. This is Ayah 62 of Surah Al-Naml. It's so beautiful. Who is there who answers the call of the distressed when he calls and removes the evil? I remember as a child, whenever we went to go to the mosque, whenever we went to the Islamic center, for example, and before we entered the door, my father would say, "Stop." And we were in a hurry to go in, and he would say, "Stop, put your right foot in and raise your hands in dua." And he would say, "Ask him to shower his mercy upon you, to open the doors of his rahmah, for this is a door of rahmah." And it's something that stuck with us. Every time I enter a mosque or every time I enter a center, there is a slight pause before I enter. And try and do this. When you go for salah especially, just stop there and say, "Allahumma aftah baba rahmatik, oh Allah, open the doors of rahmah." And as you walk towards your musalla, whether it is at home or whether it is in the masjid, as you walk towards it, talk to him. Tell him, "I'm coming to you." Tell him all about you. Tell him the insecurities within you, everything that's bottled up. And see the way he lifts them off your shoulders. The next thing is the orientation, because the orientation, it must be facing Qibla. In Surah Al-An'am, this is Surah number 6, Ayah 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inni wajjahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard hanifa wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen." This is Prophet Ibrahim saying, "Surely I have turned myself, being upright, wholly to Him who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not of one of those who associates anything with this." So the moment you turn towards Qibla, say that. "Inni wajahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard." I have turned myself towards the originator of the heavens and the earth. Hanifa, I am upright. Wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. And I am praying solely for him. I am not associating anything with him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you face Qibla, despair of the world and what's in it, and of the creatures and of what they are with it. Empty of heart of what takes your attention from Allah, and stand on the foot of the fear and hope. That's so amazing. It's a preamble to what's to come. It's preparation. It's that awesomeness. It should make your heart beat faster. And then the clothes of Salah. Clothes are an important part of Salah. And I remember as a child thinking, why do I as a woman have to cover myself completely in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But I can never thank him enough. Especially when I read this hadith, where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you put on your clothes for salah, remember Allah the concealer of your sins by his rahmah. Clothe your interior with truthfulness as you dress your exterior with your dress. Do not uncover anyone's faults as Allah has covered your greater faults. Attend to your own faults and forgive that whose states and affairs do not concern you. In other words, when we put on our clothes for salah, you're covering yourself in his generosity and forgiveness. For me, it is imagining being covered, enveloped in his rahmah. and I cannot thank him enough for giving me the opportunity to be able to wear something that covers me totally. You know, it is also like wearing the clothes of God consciousness. It's, in more affectionate terms, covering yourself with him, being hugged by him, being enveloped by him. And it's absolutely amazing. Again, going back to my childhood, it was a matter of pride to be able to have my clothes of Salah as something different. Those that I wore, that were ironed, that were pressed, that you'd put perfume on before you stood in his presence. And it made a difference. It made a difference to the way I looked at Salah. Inshallah, we will continue with an overview of Salah.